You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Who is Jesus? That's the question. I think we're going to wrap this up today. I talked yesterday about he's the bridegroom. We have a contract. It's called the ketubah in history. It's a contract between the bridegroom and the bride. It's our ketubah. Our contract is our Bible. Marriage is a covenant relationship. We're in a covenant relationship with our Father and our Savior, our bridegroom, Jesus. And we're bought and paid for. He's paid the price. He's paid the dowry for us. We owe our life to him. He's the good shepherd. John chapter 10, 11, and 14. You know, in the Bible times, a good shepherd was willing to risk his own life to protect his sheep from predators. John 10, 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, and that's what Jesus did for us. He gave his life for us, and he's out there to protect us from the predator, which is Satan. Here's one that a lot of people don't know anything about, so I know you guys are more studious than the average Christian out there. So he's our high priest. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 tells us, therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. See, the priest would make intercession so that the sins of the people could be forgiven, and that's what Jesus' job is. In fact, Jews today don't have a high priest. There's no temple. There's no priesthood, but we have a high priest. And that's really the main thing about what Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, is about, that we have a high priest, and his name is Jesus. And he's performing those functions for us today. He's the Lamb of God. A sacrifice had to be spotless, unblemished, and perfect to make an atonement for sin. John 1:29 says, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And that is what Jesus is and what he fulfilled. And yes, it shows that the laws on sacrifice are in force today because Jesus is our sacrifice for our sin today. He's our mediator. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. I find it amazing that the Catholic priest usurped that position, claimed that they have it. He's the resurrection and the life. John 11:25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? He's the true vine. John 15:1, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. John 14:6, he's the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.